it is true that the bulk of the registered CDM projects right now are in China, India, Brazil, and Mexico. Very few projects in other regions, especially in Africa. Very few projects in Africa, less than 2% of registered projects are in Africa. The EB is aware of this, the CMP is aware of this. So many steps have been taken to address that. One particular step that has been ongoing for now is the Nairobi framework. Since COP2 in Nairobi, the Nairobi framework was established by the then Secretary General. And this Nairobi framework brought us and other UN agencies into some partnership. And the Nairobi framework partners have been working hard to develop capacities in regions, especially in Africa, that are currently underrepresented in terms of CDM registration. The other aspect is the introduction of POA's program of activity. We assist in the sense that projects that on their own would not have been viable before could now actually be put together under the concept of a program of activity. So program of activity holds some promise for countries like Africa that are underrepresented. CMP also has provided mandate to the executive board to also take some steps, for example, look at methodologies that are applicable to countries that currently host less than 10 projects. So we're working hard to develop methodologies that are specifically targeted at these countries that are currently not fully represented in terms of CDM registered projects. Also very significant is that the COPMOP at CMP5 in Copenhagen recently has mandated the executive board now to look at the possibility of using the interest that accrues from the share of proceeds, provide some kind of revolving loan for countries that have less than 10 CDM projects to be tapped into this loan to do certain activities that maybe at the moment lack of financing those activities like PDD development and so on is hampering the development of certain CDM potentials in these countries. So the mandate to EB is to look at how will this be effectively operationalized, and the executive board will do that this year and report back to CMP, COPMOP at CMP6 in Mexico. And hopefully after that, countries should be able to have a resource they can tap into to finance certain aspect of the CDM project cycle. Of course, they will have to pay back when these projects are registered from the issuance of the first CR, but those are some of the steps that have been taken to just address this turning issue of regional distribution.